Manifested by your personal potency, Artha Sarupam, entire visible cosmic manifestation, Baha Rupa Rupidam, manifested in various forms, Sankhya, measurement, Na, not, Yasya, of which, Asti, there is, Ayata, falsely, Upalambanat, from perceiving, Tasmai, unto him, Nama, my respectful obeisances, Te, unto you, Avyapadasha, cannot be ascertained, Upine, real form. Translation by your Lord, this visible cosmic manifestation is a demonstration of your own creative energy. Since the countless varieties of forms of this cosmic manifestation are simply a display of your external energy, this Bharata Rupa is not your real form. Except for a devotee in transcendental consciousness, no one can perceive your actual form. And therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances to you. Purport, Mayavadi philosophers think the universal form of the Lord to be real and his personal form illusory. We can understand their mistake by a simple example. A fire consists of three elements, heat and light, which are the energy of the fire, and the fire itself. Anyone can understand the original fire is the reality, the heat and light are simply fire's energy. Heat and light are the formless energies of fire. In essence, they are unreal. Only the fire is form, and therefore, it is the real form of the heat and light. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. By me and my unmanifest form, this entire universe is pervaded. Thus, the impersonal conception of the Lord is like the expansion of heat and light from a fire. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord also says, Mastani sarvabhutani na chaham tesha vasudaha. The entire material creation is resting on Krishna's energy, either material, spiritual, or marginal. But because his form is absent from his expansion of his energy, he is not personally present. This inconceivable expansion of the Lord's energy is called Absentia Shakti. Therefore, no one can understand the real form of the Lord without becoming his devotee. My dear Lord, this visible cosmic manifestation is a demonstration of your own creative energy. Since the countless varieties of forms within this positive manifestation are simply a display of your external energy, this Bharata Rupa is not your real form. Except for a devotee of transcendental consciousness, no one can perceive your actual form. And therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So, here. There is a description of the universe, which is also created by the Lord, and is also a form of the Lord, because we do have the Vishwarupa, or the universal form, which is another aspect of the Supreme Lord. So we can call this the Lord's form. It's actually a real thing. Matter is real, and this form is real. At the same time, we cannot say that this is the same as the Lord's spiritual form, which is invisible. But because this form is visible, we're more likely to accept it. And so if anyone says, we can't see the Lord, therefore he doesn't exist. We say, look around, the universe is the Lord, and you can see the universe, therefore accept the Lord. So, Therefore, the Visharupa is, let's say, a facility to indicate the existence of the Lord by looking at the material world. And of course, we see that in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna also says in the 10th chapter, the different ways in which you can perceive Lord in the material world. I am the taste and water, etc. The vibhutis of the Lord are another way you look at the material world, and you see the powers, which are material, but they're an aspect of the Supreme Lord. So anything wonderful in the material world, we can say, is a reflection of the Lord's power. So this is one way of appreciating the Supreme Lord. However, it's also inferior, because we have to understand that matter and the whole material world is actually different from the Lord. Even though it's also part of the Lord, it's also different from the Lord. So the Lord has a spiritual form, but that, of course, is invisible. We cannot see that. Seeing the material world is one step to accepting the Supreme Lord by seeing something in the material world. But at the same time, we should not confuse this and say, therefore, this is the form of the Lord and nothing else is therefore the form of the Lord. That is, of course, something that the Vaishnavas will accept. Of course, the impersonalists will not accept that, and they'll say, oh, ultimately, the Lord has no form. And if we imagine a form, it is imaginary. It is not real. So, on the other hand, Bhagavatam is saying that the other form is also real. And sometimes it is visible in the form of the avatars, like Purma or Matsyama, whatever. So here, of course, we do find the praise of this particular form of Kurma, visible form. It becomes visible at a certain point in time. So this form, we cannot say it is material. It's not like the Visharupa. It becomes visible, but it is not a material form. So we should not confuse the two types of form, that is the Visharupa, anything in the material world, and the spiritual form of the Lord. We have to make a great distinction between these. But it becomes confusing for people, some people, because the form of the Lord, when it becomes visible in the material world, looks as if it is like every other form. So therefore one may be inclined to accept it like that. In any case, there is a distinction because we make a distinction between the Lord and matter. They're not the same thing. Matter is achit. Supreme Lord is the controller of matter and he is chit. So there's a big distinction between these things. So we can never say this form is actually the Supreme Lord. It is the Supreme Lord because it's his energy, manifestation of his energy. And the energy is non-different from the Lord in that sense. But it is also one energy and not the highest energy. It is the inferior energy of the Lord that creates this material world. Yes, it is one with the Lord in a sense, but there's also a very great difference between the Lord and his form. The other form in the spiritual world is completely different. We cannot separate that form from the Lord. We can separate this from the Lord, yes. Achit, matter. Definitely we can separate this Shakti from the Supreme Lord. Though he controls it, he is separate. Therefore it's called Bahiranga Shakti. The spiritual form of the Lord cannot be separated from the Lord at all. It is the Lord. So we cannot say, yeah, okay, the Lord has a spiritual form in the spiritual world. He has a form, he is there and he has a form. We can't even say that. He is the form. They're so close together, you cannot separate and say the Lord possesses a form. You can't even say that. He is the form. When we say a person possesses a certain form, this of course, again, is a material conception because we possess a body or we have a certain form now, but actually the jiva is separate from it. So that's not like that the Lord possesses a form which is different from him. any changes.
No.
That form is the Lord. It is eternally with the Lord all the time. And it's completely non-different from Him. So, though we say the Lord has a form, literally, we shouldn't say that. We should say the Lord is His form. The Lord is Satchitananda Vigraha. It's not that He has a form that is Satchitananda. He is that form. So that is the nature of the form in the spiritual world. It is quite different from these material things. Of course, we can say that all of this is due to the internal energy of the Supreme Lord. That is true. Manifestation of the spiritual world and the names and forms and everything is due to the Chit Shakti of the Lord. But the relation to the Chit Shakti is different. And it's called the Sarup Shakti. It is part of Himself. So we can't really separate them like we can separate the Bahiranga Shakti. So that Sarup Shakti or Chit Shakti is intimately related to the Lord and non-different from Him. Integral to Him. And they're never apart at all. They don't function separately. They function together. So that's called the internal energy. Meaning, very intimately related with the Supreme Lord. So that spiritual form, therefore, is very, very different. And just anything spiritual is invisible to the material eye. So therefore, it cannot be seen by people in this world. Just because it cannot be seen does not mean it doesn't exist. Even the impersonal aspect of the Lord cannot be seen. Yet some people will say that exists. So simply because you cannot see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So of course by logic we cannot conclude anything, and therefore to understand the existence of both of Brahman and of the form of the Lord, we have to go to scripture. That's our proof. And of course scripture delineates this Brahman and the Supreme Lord. So therefore we have to accept that as existing, even we cannot see it at this particular moment. By the process of sadhana, also mentioned in the scripture, then we develop the vision by which we can see that form of the Supreme Lord. If we follow the process of jnana, then we realize Brahman, Lord without the form. If we follow the process of bhakti, then we understand and appreciate and see and sense in all of our spiritual senses the form and activities of the Supreme Lord and His qualities. We see all of that, experience all of that, even though it is spiritual. So, therefore, the jiva develops spiritual senses to see the spiritual form of the Lord. So that is done through the process of walking. If you don't follow that process, and we do jnana or yoga, we don't get those spiritual senses. So we don't see Supreme Lord. This, of course, is, in one sense, we don't get the senses in one sense because everything spiritual must be eternal. So it is, manifests by the Supreme Lord. Our spiritual nature becomes manifested, our spiritual senses become manifested by the Supreme Lord, by His mercy, so that we can see the Lord and relate with the Supreme Lord and serve the Lord in our spiritual body. So this bestowal only takes place by process of bhakti. It doesn't take place through jnana or yoga. So therefore, if we want to see the Lord in His spiritual form, then we have to follow the process of bhakti. And this is how we will see the Lord.
The universe and the universal form.
What about?
What is the difference?
Nothing. In one sense, the universe is the universe, is the universal form. But then we can imagine a head and a foot by taking a top and a bottom and seeing a form there. So that's more or less imaginary. And then we put the elements in there or whatever. So in that sense, we can put the eye and the different material senses and stick it on the body and say that's the form of the Lord. So that's a form of the Lord for meditation. But it's all material elements. Yeah, so that's because it is conceivable to them. It's matter, so it's conceivable to them. He showed the universe within his body or whatever. He showed Arjuna all the people and all the planets and all the Kauravas, everything in his body. All the demons, all the devas, everybody was in his body. So that's, of course, a special vision of the form that is given to certain people at certain times by the mercy of the Lord. But it's all, again, matter, material world.
Can we concede that the place where we are living is entirely, the entire world is God's body? The mountains, the trees, the head bodies.
Well, that's how it's described in the second canto of Bhagavatam. You imagine this. And it said this is a sadhana for the less advanced yogis. They can meditate on Paramatma in this way, as a material form. And then more advanced, they can actually meditate on Paramatma with a Vishnu form, which is a higher form of meditation.
But that's the physical form of Krishna, is the same form in the earth.
Yeah. So when the Lord comes in the material world, he comes with his form. It's not separate from him. He comes. He becomes many, and he's still one. And each of those forms, or each of those are his form. And they're also himself.
சுமித்ரவும் இல்லையா
தெளிவாயிட்டா
சுமித்ரவும்
இத்தோடு செப்தாட மத்திய